Well, it's Thursday, November the 18th. Yesterday we began Isaiah chapter 63 in the first six verses, and that gory picture of a warrior with red stained garments coming from Edom and its capital Bozrah, the inveterate enemy of Israel, Christ victorious over his enemies. Now the mood changes 180 degrees in section 7 through 14, and he remembers, I will recount the steadfast love of the Lord, the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord has granted us, and the great goodness to the house of Israel that he has granted them. And so here in this section, he specifically focuses on the relationship that that he knows with the Lord. It's one thing to write about the fate of God's enemies, but what about those who are his children? What about Zion? What about the people of God? And he begins with steadfast love, this wonderful Hebrew word, chesed. In verse 10, there's a reference to the Babylonian captivity, and that was due to their rebellion. And the question that comes in verse 11, then he remembered the days of old of Moses and his people. Where is he who brought them up out of the sea with the shepherds of his flock? Where is he who put in the midst of them his Holy Spirit? Well, there's a reference to the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, Holy Spirit isn't just something that comes at Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. This is a reminder that we constantly need to reckon. We constantly need to remember who the Lord is and what the Lord has done. He delivered Israel out of Egypt. He will deliver his people out of Babylon, and he will deliver us, the 21st century church, too, and bring us all the way home. Well, that's it for this week. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you again next Monday.